60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. I got a working weekend. I'm going to party my ass off on Saturday with my college roommates, guys like Dominic. And we got a bunch of them. We're all joining each other downtown Milwaukee on Saturday night. So that is going to be a hell of a good time. And I like to party. If you didn't know, Wisconsinites, we like to party. And then Sunday, I've committed to getting up and going on Fox News. 12:20 Central Time. If you want to watch, I'll be the hungover baldy guy. But I'd like to not get invited back. And, you know, I'm mostly serious about this. And if that is to be the case, I want to go out with a bang. I need some help. I need some ammunition. I need something clever to say. Something that's going to sting them so bad they're going to say, man, we're going to leave this socialist alone on Sunday mornings. He can sleep in. He's not ever getting invited back to Fox News. So your help will be appreciated. 844-967-2789. Trying to take these calls in the order they were received. I believe Tom's been the most patient. Tom, welcome. What do you got?
Hey, Crudy.
Hey, well, Tom.
First of all, I am hoping that you'll actually not think about not coming back, getting thrown off, because I think you would be a great voice and just, you know, but if you're dead set on this, I was thinking.
Well, if they want to hire me as a Fox News contributor, where I can actually help set some of the topics of the segments I would appear on, and oh, yeah, they might pay me, Tom. It might be a whole different conversation, but you know.
Well, if that happens, I would definitely go. I would look at a couple of videos that have helped me with stuff. Is watch Jon Stewart and his interview with Chris Wallace when they called him in to just wipe up the floor with him, and he ended up doing that to them. And also Michael Caine acting in film. Find that video on YouTube, and talks about being friendly to the camera and just, you know, being right there in the moment and making the Fox people look bad in comparison. But if you're really, you know, bent on suicide on Fox News, you know, maybe the Wisconsin 10 is awesome. Ask them if they can provide three solutions that Republicans have ever made. They're really good at pointing fingers, but they're really not good at providing solutions. The other thing is maybe change your pronouns every 90 seconds.
He, him, her?
Yeah, or be his and hers at the same time.
Maybe that's how we'll blow their mind, Tom. I will request pronouns on the Chyron. You know, like Fox News, they put your name up in the Chyron. I'm going to ask for them there. What do you think? It'll blow their mind, Tom.
Well, that's an accepted one, though. But, you know, change it. You know, when you see that, go, oh, excuse me, I'm not they there anymore. I'm him, her.
Well, sorry to cut you short, Tom. Lots of people waiting. We're going to keep moving down the lines at 844-967-2789. You could sneak in a Friday grievance of your own as well. Here's the problem, though. They put the bright light on me. They put me in a studio in Milwaukee. I'm not actually in the same room as the Fox News host. You know, I might have a fighting chance then. So I'm, you know, being shot through the air, through the interwebs, I assume. However they get the signal out to D.C., that's how they get it there. But I don't even see a monitor, Tom. I don't even know sometimes who's on the panel with me. Like, I'm about to go on the air. I'm like, okay, it's Mike Emanuel. He's the host. Who's the other panelist? Who's the righty-whitey guy? I've had former Congress people a couple of different times. Joe Walsh, he was a guy I made stutter one time. I told him Trump was going to stick it to the working people in the Trump tax cuts. And all Joe Walsh could say is, ah. But he supported Trump at that time. He's actually become something of a never-Trumper himself. Anyways, your Friday grievances, your suggestions to Crudy of how to never get invited back to Fox News. They'll keep it clean. Not trying to get thrown out for obscenity. But the phone number, 844-96-PARTY. It's always a political party up here on Fridays. Jeannie, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi. Good luck on this day. Go to YouTube, look up the Lincoln Project, and their newest ad, the GOP isn't interested. It just came up today. It's our C-SPAN coverage of the border security, and Rep. Cicilline really kicks butt and goes after people that they're not interested, the Republicans are not interested at all in working on border crisis or issues at all. They're not even working on it. All they're trying to get is talking points for Fox News. It's really well, it might give you some ideas because you said they might bring that up. And talk to us, Crudy. Pretend you're talking to us because we'll be watching. So don't even talk to them scumbags. Talk to us. And I know you're going to do a great job.
Yeah, but I would never say anything so mean in your presence, Jeannie, that I would get banned from Fox News. If I think you're in the audience, I feel like I'm bound to keep it a little cleaner.
Well, kick their butt for me, will ya? You can go that way.
Let me ask you one more thought, Jeannie, before I let you go. Now, I am trying to burn this bridge because, you know, free appearances on Fox News, most I've ever stuck it to them for was a car service to the studio. But let me ask you, if I were a media whore, let's say, if they paid me instead of being, let's call it a media slut in this case, you know, is that more or less admirable? If they gave me a paying part, Jeannie, should I appear on Foxy News then?
Boy, that's a, I don't know, Crudy. We love you as you are. We hate to see you get tainted.
That feels like, I'll readily admit, that seems like a slippery slope to selling my soul very cheaply.
Yes.
If I'm to sell my soul, I mean, it's going to take more than a Fox News salary. I would hope, Jeannie, you know, I hope I'd hold out for big money, at least Gableman money.
I don't think you'd sell your soul, Crudy. It's not in you. You're our hero. Keep up the great work, okay?
Appreciate you, Jeannie. Thanks for listening. 844-967-2789. Going to try to sneak at least one or two more in. Lyle from Sun Prairie. Welcome, Lyle. Your thoughts.
Hi. Yeah, it's the town of Sun Prairie. I'd say that I don't think Trump is going to run in the next election cycle because it was reported last year that he made $600 million under the Biden administration. He never made that much under his own economic policy.
Well, he often talks about the financial sacrifice he made to be the president. I certainly think he tarnished his brand. I think he diminished his own earning capacity during the presidency. But that would hurt Trump's feelings. That's not going to hurt the Fox News feelings. Do you think, Lyle?
Yeah, you know, I think they're sort of Siamese twins, so.
Do you think it would be more effective to point out that Jared and Ivanka made over $600 million while they worked in the White House for the Trump administration? Because that seems awfully corrupt to me, even compared with Hunter Biden and making like $3.9 million.
Yeah, that could be. You could point out that, you know, he had to give them a security clearance. They had access to all the intelligence from the U.S. Intelligence services, and people would take their phone calls simply because they had access to the president.
Lyle, I hear there are some people in this world, well, look to the Middle East, that would pay billions for access to that information. See Jared. Come back. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates next.